Very nice. What's your favorite member of Degrassi?
The guy that wore the hat.
Joey.
Joey, yeah. He seemed like he had his act together.
He was in the band The Zit Remedy.
Yeah. Something about, like, yellow spleen juice or something.
I hope
Maybe
so.
Maybe I just made that up. It's possible.
Do you play the drums in your band?
Yes. I do.
Bottom skin or top skin?
Multiple. Either. Usually the top, I'd say. I hit the top the most. Sometimes you get pretty crazy and you go for the bottom skin, but not very, very often.
For best results, see the top skin?
Yeah, well, I mean, the drum is upright. You're hitting down from above, usually.
Let's pretend I don't know anything about drums. Or music in all, in general.
Well, if you have a bass drum in, like, a marching band, you hit the side skins. So there is no top and bottom. It's all a matter of perspective.
Whoa. Thank you for this opportunity. I look forward to seeing your show at the Funky Liquor Beats. When?
May 7th, Friday.
Get that thing out of my face.
Booby trap. Funky Liquor Beats. 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 May 7th, Funky Friday. May 7th, Liquor Friday. May 7th, Friday. Funky Liquor Beats. May 7th, Friday. Liquor Beats. May 7th.
Get that thing out of my face. 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 Get that thing out of my face.
What do you call this masterpiece?
It's called tuning your bottom skin of your drum.
How often do you tune your bottom skin?
I've ever tuned my bottom skin.
Called
Booby Trap.
CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine, and I haven't been here for a while. I apologize for that, but I'm back, and I've got some new stuff. I've got some Dum Dum Girls, who I really, really like. Then I've got, I've got the Mary Winnetts, but I've played them on my show already a while back ago, but I finally found my disc. Kind of lost the disc for a while. And I've got some brand new Radio Department, which is very exciting because they're one of my favorite bands. They've got a new album called Clinging to a Scheme. And I think I played Heavens on Fire on my show a couple of shows back. I had the single, but now I've got the full-length album. So why don't we just start with some Radio Department from their brand new album, Clinging to a Scheme. This is called The Video Department by Radio Department.
Oh, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
Bernoulli's Bagels, serving up authentic Montreal-style bagels made fresh daily on the premises, in addition to sandwiches, soups, squealers, calzones, and freshly squeezed juice. Bernoulli's is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine. That was really psychedelic. Psychedelic commercial for bagels. We just heard Zeno and Oaklander before that bagel advert from the album Sentinel with a track called Rendezvous d'Or? Oh, my French is bad. And yes, every show I'm playing one song from that album by Zeno and Oaklander, album called Sentinel, which is very hard to find. I think you have to order it online. Before that, we heard Vancouver's very own Mode Moderne from an album called Ghosts Emerging and a song called Disco Rough. And I'm trying to play more Canadian music, and I like to play Canadian music that I actually like, and I really like this band. They're called Mode Moderne, and so that's pretty cool. Before that, we heard Caribou, another Canadian group headed by Dan Snaith, from the brand new album Odessa with a track called Leave House. And Radio Department, brand new Radio Department, from the album Clinging to a Scheme with a track called The Video Department. And I think I played some Love Is All, some brand new Love Is All in my last show, and I'm going to play some more because these are all sort of albums that I've been listening to a fair bit lately. And this is a brand new album called 2010 Injuries. And I don't think 2010 is a reference to the year, do you? I don't think so. But anyway, I'm going to play a track called Less Than Thrilled by Love Is All from the new album 2010 Injuries.
I could prove I she said. She said, listen, John, I love you, but there's this bloke I fancy. I don't want to toot on you, so it's the end for you and me. Who's this bloke? I asked her. Gordon, she replied. Not that puff, I said, dismayed. Yes, but he's no puff, she cried. He's more of a man than you'll ever be. Here we go, 2, 3, 4. I was so upset that I cried all the way to the chip shop. When I came out, there was Gordon standing at the bar stop. And guess who was with him? Yeah, Julie. And they were both laughing at me. Oh, she is cruel and heartless to pack me for Gordon. Just cause he's better looking than me. Just cause he's cool and trendy. But I know he's a moron. Gordon is a moron. Gordon is a moron. Gordon is a moron. Here we go, 2, 3, 4. He's a creep, she's a tart, he's very cheap. She is a slut, he thinks he's tough. She is a bitch, he is a puff. Yeah, yeah, it's not fair. Yeah, yeah, it's not fair. I'm so upset. I'm so upset. I'm so upset. Yeah, yeah. I ought to smash his face in. Yeah, but he's bigger than me, isn't he? I know, I'll get the mate Barry to it. He's flattening it. Yeah, but Barry's a mate of Gordon's, isn't he? Oh well, I don't care.
Little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think. Oh, bondage! Up yours! 1, 2, 3, 4! Tie me to the wall! I wanna be!
CITR 101.9 FM. This is Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine. That was X-Ray Specs from 1978 from their album Germ-Free Adolescence. And threw in a bit of old school British punk. Before that, we heard the Dum Dum Girls from their album I Will Be. And It Only Takes One Night was the name of the song. And Jilted John, some more punk from 78. Recurring theme there, 1978 punk. From his album True Love Stories with a song just called Jilted John. Love that song, it's quite cute. And then Love Is All started everything off with Less Than Thrilled from 2010 Injuries. And moving along, going to play some Mary Wynette's. And it's kind of hard to pick a song from this album. It's their brand new album. Well, ish. It came out, I think, late last year. And this is a track called, and I've just put the CD down and I can't find it. It's called Dare. No, is it called Dare? Yes, I've set it down and just going to check it out here. Which one am I playing? Oh, you know, I'm playing track 6. There we go. God knows I had plans. God knows I don't know where I put my head. God knows I had plans from Mary Wynette's album Islands. And a bit of a Swedish theme happening today too. Playing a lot of Swedish bands. Love Is All is from Sweden. Radio Department is from Sweden. And I'm going to be playing some Sally Shapiro as well, who are also from Sweden. But anyway, this is the Mary Wynette's with God Knows I Had Plans.
was on the train home when I realized it's just a game you're playing. But I can see through your disguise. I know you will be mine.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Saint-Tropez. I'm your host, Christine. That was Due from, a long time ago, early 80s. I don't know the exact year, but they're a French group called Due, and it's sort of minimalist wave. And it was a song called Félicitas. And then we heard Crystal Castles from Canada with Courtship Dating from their self-titled album. Sally Shapiro before that from their album My Guilty Pleasure with Let It Show. And then the Mary Winnette started things off with God Knows I Had Plans from their latest album Islands. The time is now 5 to 6, and Heather is coming up at 6 p.m. with Queer FM. Yay! And that's pretty much it for me, the fastest hour ever. And going to end things with some more radio department. I've been on a radio department kick. And this is such a great song. It's just a song from a B-side from one of their singles, an older one. And it's called I Don't Need Love, I've Got My Band. And I thought I had it queued up, but I don't. And so I think I'm going to play a song called Messy Enough instead, which I think is the one that's, I don't know what CD I've got in here, but it's going to be kind of a surprise. It's going to be fun. We're just going to see what's going to end up playing. But anyway, I'll be back in 2 weeks, and I thank you for tuning in, and hope you enjoyed today's show. It will be podcast, so if you're listening to the podcast, that's awesome. Thanks for podcasting it, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. So we'll see what's going to play now. This is interesting here. All right.
Just in time.